Profiting from the Scriptures by J.C. Ryle. For one thing, begin reading your Bible this very day. The way to do a thing is to do it, and the way to read the Bible is actually to read it. It is not merely meaning or wishing or resolving or intending or thinking about it which will advance you one step. You must positively read. There is no royal road in this matter, any more than in the matter of prayer. If you cannot read yourself, you must persuade somebody else to read it to you. But one way or another, through eyes or ears, the words of Scripture must actually pass before your mind. For another thing, read the Bible with an earnest desire to understand it. Do not think for a moment that the great object is to turn over a certain quantity of printed paper, and that it matters nothing whether you understand it or not. Some ignorant people seem to imagine that all is done if they advance so many chapters every day, though they may not have a notion what they are all about, and only know that they have pushed on their bookmark ahead so many pages. This is turning Bible reading into a mere ritual form. It is almost as bad as the popish habit of buying indulgences by saying an outstanding number of Ave Marias and Paternosters on their rosary beads. It reminds one of the poor Hottentot because he saw it comforted his neighbor's hearts. Settle it down in your mind as a general principle that a Bible not understood is a Bible that does no good. Say to yourself often as you read, "What is this all about?" Dig for the meaning like a man digging for gold. For another thing, read the Bible with childlike faith and humility. Open your heart as you open God's book and say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Resolve to believe implicitly whatever you find there, however much it may run counter to your own desires and prejudices. Resolve to receive heartily every statement of truth, whether you like it or not. Beware of that miserable habit into which some readers of the Bible fall. They receive some doctrines because they like them, and they reject others because they are condemning to themselves, or to some relation or friend. At this rate, the Bible is useless. Are we to be judges of what ought to be in God's Word? Do we know better than God? Settle it down in your mind that you will receive all and believe all, and that what you cannot understand, you will take on trust. Remember when you pray that you are speaking to God, and God hears you. But remember, when you read Scripture, that God is speaking to you, and you are not to dictate, but to listen. For another thing, read the Bible in a spirit of obedience and self-application. Sit down to the study of it with a daily determination that you will live by its rules, rest on its statements, and act on its commands. Consider, as you travel through every chapter, how does this affect my thinking and daily conduct? What does this teach me? It is poor work to read the Bible from mere curiosity and for speculative purposes, in order to fill your head and store your mind with mere opinions, while you do not allow the book to influence your heart and life. The Bible is read best which is practiced most. For another thing, read the Bible daily. Make it a part of every day's business to read and meditate on some portion of God's Word. Private means of grace are just as needful every day for our souls as food and clothing are for our bodies. Yesterday's food will not feed the laborer today, and today's food will not feed the laborer tomorrow. Do as the Israelites did in the wilderness. Gather your manna fresh every morning. Choose your own seasons and hours. Do not scramble over and hurry your reading. Give your Bible the best and not the worst part of your time. But whatever plan you pursue, let it be a rule of your life to visit the throne of grace and God's Word every day. For another thing, read all of the Bible and read it in an orderly way. I fear there are many parts of the Word which some people never read at all. This is to say, at the least, a very presumptuous habit. All Scripture is profitable. 2 Timothy 3:16. To this habit may be traced that lack of well-proportioned views of truth, which is so common in this day. Some people's Bible reading is a system of perpetual dipping and picking. They do not seem to have an idea of regularly going through the whole book. This also is a great mistake. No doubt, in times of sickness and affliction, it is allowable to search out seasonable portions. But with this exception, I believe it is by far the best plan to begin the Old and New Testaments at the same time, to read each straight through to the end, and then begin again. This is a matter in which everyone must be persuaded in his own mind. I can only say, it has been my own plan for nearly 40 years, and I have never seen cause to alter it. For another thing, read the Bible fairly and honestly. Determine to take everything in its plain, obvious meaning, and regard all forced interpretations with great suspicion. As a general rule, whatever a verse of the Bible seems to mean, it does mean. Cecil's rule is a very valuable one. The right way of interpreting Scripture is to take it as we find it, without any attempt to force it into any particular theological system. In the last place, read the Bible with Christ continually in view. The grand primary object of all Scripture is to testify of Jesus. Old Testament ceremonies are shadows of Christ. Old Testament deliverers are types of Christ. Old Testament prophecies are full of Christ's sufferings and of Christ's glory yet to come. The first coming and the second, the Lord's humiliation and His glorious kingdom, His cross and the crown, shine forth everywhere in the Bible. Keep fast hold on this clue, if you would read the Bible aright. I might easily add to these hints, if space permitted. Few and short as they are, you will find them most profitable when implemented.